mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, Chapter 3 of Spiritfoot, Death's Dog. That's right, here we go. Chapter 3, Pain is the Game. Santos and Rontos danced, red wings in full display, through the crowded tables and found their way to a group of beautiful ladies of every monster display at the long serpentine bar. Santos rolled up first, undulating with the music. "Brother, look here," he called his brother. The ladies and all around him, attention garnered, he continued. "Spiritfoot gave me some of Otto's dootsie." "Yes, yes, let's get a bottle and drop a pill." Without a pause, he turned and ordered a bottle of the house libation. "Bottle of Medusa's Fang for y'all. Enjoy," the bartender chuckled as his eyes breathed with schadenfreude, the enjoyment of the suffering he assumed the imps would soon to experience. Santos waved the pouch wildly. "Hey, you all! You all want to join us in the rainbow body dance?" With the skill of a shaman in the zone, the imp drew a small brown pill from the bag, while Rontos danced with joy and opened the bottle. The attention of every patron that could see and hear them was rapt on the two imps and their antics. Santos, with no flourish or flair spared, dropped the pill into the bottle of Medusa's Fang. Both the imps danced with the baby imp joy dance, vibrating from center to fringe as they watched Otto's medicine do its work. The bar watched with the imps as small rainbow bubbles began to form in the deep green liquid. Oh, I love that dragon. The liquid had begun to swirl as the bubbles built. They started as fairies, stirring the libation just a bit. Then each bubble spontaneously began spitting like a crab, filling the whole bottle with a playful froth. "Barkeep, glasses for all of my new friends. You are all welcome, please. If this is the first, you will truly enjoy. If you have never tasted Amrita, you haven't truly lived." The ladies joined first, and the imps could find no greater bliss as they served shots of Fang to all, themselves included. Across the bar, auspicious coincidence rang out. "A toast to the rowdiest, wildest lot I've seen in ages." Santos and Rontos, as one, called out, lifting their glasses. "To the wildest lot I've seen in ages." The ladies hissed and growled in chorus. The bar drank as one. Santos called out to the crowd. "Oh, I love this game." He lifted his glass and called out a toast of his own. "To the death of hardship and abundance for all." Spiritfoot and her side of the bar called back, "Abundance for all." Rontos said to the crew who had gathered around him and his brother, "Drink slow, sip, we are just getting started. Think of a toast. It will be your turn to play here soon, and the drunker you get, the harder it is to come up with one on the fly." An ogre with his horns of the great steer stood and raised his glass. "To naive strangers who walk into strange dens." "May they lose everything they bring," called back the bar in a resounding growl. This was a standard toast for the Gorgon's head. This was the moment Agni decided to move in and take what was his, anything he wanted from the little yogini sitting in front of him. Santos and Rontos gave a knowing smile as the ogre and his crew moved in. Much to their surprise, she showed no fear and tapped her foot in response. To the bully of the bar's great surprise, he found in front of him a cat 3 times his size and rippling with predatory lust to tear him apart. From the sides, his crew moving in found the opalescent dragon tornadoing and circling them into submission. Otto, all of his wrath, coiled protectively around the little beauty once he had tamed the crew. Incus put his paws on the ogre Agni's horns and brought him down. He found himself quickly back in his chair, Drink in front of him, Cat patiently awaiting the cue to tear him limb from limb. In the final dramatic gesture, the legs gave out under Incus's weight, as he had appeared sitting on the table ready to pounce. Santos and Rontos took it all in, and the patrons around them laughed with glee as they took in Spiritfoot's deft skills in combat. Rontos got them rolling in a second wave of laughter as they watched Otto licking his lips, as though he was going to eat all of Augie's minions. "You know, he's a vegetarian and the friendliest dragon you've ever met. Another round of Dootsie Delight for you all?" Glasses came in fast and hard. Whatever this stuff did, it came from the crazy lady with the dragon and the lion, and the Gorgon's head full to the brim. Every patron wanted a taste. A little magic goes a long way, and it struck the bartender with curiosity, and then irritation, as he watched Santos and Rontos take their one bottle and fill every glass in the bar with Otto's brew. Santos pointed him out as he served each patron, giving the terrifying electric old man of a dragon the credit for his elixir. Everyone drank, and spirits lifted. "Incus, I think you've made your point. And thank you, my warrior friend. Augie, did you get what you were looking for?" Augustus was visibly shaken, and his crew mumbled to themselves in nervous irritation. Incus came to the right hand of Spiritfoot, sat and allowed her to pet him and scritch him under the chin. "You are the great cat, Incus. Did you know that he served as Durga's mount in the great battle with the neglect of ownership? Not a cat to be trifled with, are you, Incus?" The lord of his domain settled in and rested at her feet. Otto looked down at the crew. "You gonna be respectful tonight?" The jackal-headed one and all of his furry takers nodded their heads in respect. Otto flew over to Santos and Rontos to join their party. Santos and Rontos met him with the two-imp hug, wonder, and warmth they only shared for Otto. "Did you see their faces when I came out of her leg?" The joy in the patron's eyes were starting to fill. Otto gave the imps a knowing wink. "The medicine is starting to work. See how they are awakening from the inside out? That's the good stuff right there. Oh, you feel it. Oh, I knew you would." The bartender went in to get a glass of his own because something was definitely taking place tonight, and he wanted to be a part of the action. Rontos poured freely, and the bottle never ended its rainbow bubble flow. Santos, Otto, and Rontos kept the party going while Spiritfoot continued her quest to hear and heal the spirit dog chain. "Tell me, Augie, as you had started to share before, why don't the gates open anymore?" "Otto, another round over here, please." With the grace of space itself, Otto took the bottle of his medicinal brew and flew to his friend's table, filling Spiritfoot, Augie, and all of his friend's glasses to the brim. "Drink up. Let us talk about Schadenfreude, the pain as I think that may be at the heart of what we are looking to heal. Dogs don't like mean owners, and a hurt master is a mean master. Looking around this place, I see a lot of pain. What's going on down here? I hate to see a hurting spirit." "Hurt, hurt, pain, injustice, transgressions of taking without consent. Which pain do you speak of?" The Dootsie was doing its work, the light bringing awareness to Augie's neglect. "There we are. The layers of pain create the joy in experiencing the suffering of others. Everyone wants attention for their own wound and never takes in the whole. Tell me more, sir. Let your story unfold." "You really want to hear the dreck?" "Spirits hold the shame, and I must eat it all," Spiritfoot said with a smile. "I don't remember the first wound. I don't think anybody in creation does, as there have been so many." Spiritfoot gave Incus a knowing smile as the Dootsie did its duty to illuminate the shame and resentment of the Gorgon's head. She drank deep, letting the light fill and bolster her for the story to come. And oh, how it came. A gentle trickle to test for safety. Augie knew he hated the piece in himself that held the wound, as it felt like a hole in his spirit, and he wanted the feeling gone and the hole filled once again. I was a simple ogre with a family and a passion for making clocks. Oh, how I loved the rhythm of time. Then the darkness came, presenting as a friend, made me feel safe, and took all I had, leaving me to take to survive on my own. Augie took another sip, and his right-hand companion, the jackal-headed fiend, spoke up and shared his pain. I had a job in Death's Kingdom, guiding lost souls. I, too, found the darkness of neglect, and that life became a distant memory. Oh, how I miss the joy of guiding souls on the cosmic highway. Bitter sadness filled the jackal's eyes, and Spiritfoot watched as the light of the mother's love met and gave a shine to this guide's luminous fur coat. Spiritfoot stood up and boomed a mighty request to the patrons of the Gorgon's Head. Who here has met this darkness and had their life taken from them? When I say life, I mean your role as a spirit. The bar roared, as there was no spirit who had not met the dark neglect and had a piece of their being taken from them. Spiritfoot didn't ask. It just happened. A blessing line formed naturally, each patron wanting the healing they felt coming from this wild shaman woman and her war cat. Let us play the pain game. Otto, sit and pour. Santos, have the band play a blessing mantra if they would. Tara or Guru Rinpoche would be nice. Santos bowed his head and, with a sparkle in his eyes of a successful journey in the making, made his way to the stage. Rontos, your bottom feeder today. Wander and eat any poison I miss. What was once a den of debauchery was now a temple in the process of a sacred act. Otto, pour and let's play the pain game. Each patron came. Her smile let them know their pain was far deeper than they remembered, and together they let the Dutzi eat. Story after story, all good spirits with love and passion taken, forced into a realm of debt and taking to survive. Debt after debt, the problem crystal clear, this darkness needed the attention of her and her tribe. As the blessing line of story passed its pain with no details spared into Spiritfoot's being, she saw clearly the way to move forward. Spiritfoot tapped her foot, and the last two spirits of her tribe came forward. Lady Lily and Fire manifested and took in the Gorgon's head in the midst of its transformation. Look at all this darkness gathered. Fire brightened his flame with hunger. Lady Lily stepped alongside Spiritfoot. You know this darkness goes far deeper than this surface pain. Yes, that is why I believe we must take the next step and perform the ritual. Oh, as above, so below, as below, so above, my friends and loves out there in the multiverse. Ah, I'm so glad you're joining me on this Spiritfoot journey, and I hope you keep joining me. It's been a lot of fun so far, so if you want to wander with this lowly yogi, please feel free to do so. And I wanted to let you know I introduced a thing, an old thing of mine called Yogi Cash. And Yogi Cash is the thing that I use in my life to address any auspicious coincidence. And if you want to help me address those auspicious coincidences and you love the stories, do please feel free to give. Well, I love you all, and once again, I thank you for listening, and I thank Monkey Max for his love and joy in offering such a wonderful piece. Play us out, Monkey Max. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. And next week, Chapter 4 of Spiritfoot, Death's Dog.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer It's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome body tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer, and fall. Winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality. Welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.